Hello, this is going to be a quick demo on how you can automate auto-tune to do different things at different points of a song. I'm going to be using auto-tune access from Antares because Danielle, one of the people that requested the demo, uses that plugin, but the workflow is really similar for other tuning plugins, so you should be able to follow along, hopefully. All right, first of all, let's have a listen to what we've got without any tuning. Just a couple of lines of vocals.
Only the fear is familiar, everything else rearranged. So pray for night to come.
So it's not a bad take, but the reason this is a good example is that there's some modal interchange here. For the majority of this, it's minor scale, apart from the word pray, which she goes to the major third on. So this is the root of the key of the song, and so that would be a minor third, but she's doing that major, so she's doing and then minor like that, so that progression. So if I just unbypass the auto-tune settings that I've currently got, at the moment this is set to minor scale, and you'll hear that it copes pretty well with everything apart from that word pray.
Only the fear is familiar, everything else rearranged.
Get ready.
So pray for night to come.
So obviously that can't stay like that. Now, I could isolate the word pray as its own item, but that would mean that just inside these two lines of vocal, I'd be running three separate copies of auto-tune, right? Because I've got to run one on the item up to the word pray, another instance on the word pray, and another instance afterwards. And so over the course of a, I don't know, 5-6 minute song, my old band weren't very good at writing short songs, it means that I'm running a hell of a lot of copies of auto-tune, and my project slows down as a result. It's way more efficient to run a single instance of auto-tune on the track and use envelope automation to persuade it to do what I need it to do when I need it to do it. And that's what we're going to do now. So if I select this track and hit P to view the parameters for auto-tune access, I'm going to go down to scale.
Scale 5.
And if I move to the slider with tab,
value, slider minor.
This is set to minor at the moment. Now, this is a little bit of a nerdy thing that you're only really going to need to explore once if you've got a decent memory for the tuning plugin that you use. So the first time we do this workflow, it's going to seem a little bit longer because we need to explore this. The problem is that although this slider shows us real-world values like
major,
minor,
chromatic,
we are seeing real-world values there. But what Reaper doesn't currently do is allow you to type in real-world values when you're dropping envelope points in the next stage of this workflow. So instead of being able to type in major, minor, or chromatic, you have to give the plugin's internal value. Now, in this case, it's nice and easy because this slider has only got three potential values, and we can find out what they are by setting the slider to each one and then tabbing once to see the internal value. So at the moment, I'm on
value,
chromatic, and if I press tab,
edit selected 1.000.
The internal value for chromatic is 1.0. You can ignore the rest of the decimal places in this case. So 1.0 is chromatic. Let's shift tab back to the slider.
Value, slider chromatic.
Go down to minor.
Minor.
And the value for this one, tab again.
Edit selected 0.500.
Is 0.5, which means major is probably going to be 0.0. Let's find out.
Value, major, edit selected 0.000.
Yeah, it is. So 0.0, when you're creating envelope points in the next step, is going to mean major. 0.5 is going to mean minor. And 1.0 is going to mean chromatic. Now, once you know that, you won't have to do this step. So just for the sake of clarity, what I'm going to do is back out of the parameters window. And let's just assume that you already knew everything that you've just discovered. So select the track and P for the parameters.
FX parameters.
Go down to scale.
Scale 5.
Go to the slider.
Value, slider minor.
Now, all we need to do is give this slider a little wiggle. Just change its position, set it back to where it was.
Chromatic minor.
That makes it the last touched parameter. And we can then show that as a track envelope by doing Control Alt L. And on Mac, that would be Command Option L.
Show scale slash auto tune access envelope.
And now we've done that, we don't need the parameters dialog anymore. We're going to control this sucker with envelope points from now on. So you can dismiss the parameters dialog with either enter or escape, doesn't matter which.
Unsaved project Reaper V6.
And the track is still selected. So now when I do Alt L, this will be Option L on Mac, we're going to select the next available envelope point, which should be the scale parameter for auto-tune access, because that's the one we've just shown.
Scale slash auto-tune access envelope armed.
And it is. And Asara told me it was armed, which means it's ready to start accepting envelope points. Now it's set to minor at the moment, and right now I don't need to change that. So I'm just going to play this and pause just before the word where I need a change to happen.
Only the fear is familiar, everything else rearranged, so...
Okay, so this is the point where we need to change the scale, and for that we need to drop an envelope point. Alt-Shift-E does that on Windows, Option-Shift-E on Mac.
Set envelope point value dialog, value, edit selected 0.500.
So it's set to 0.5 at the moment, because 0.5 is minor, right? Here's the edit field where I told you you'll need to learn those internal values for the tuner plugin that you use. So 0.0 was major. I'm just going to type in 0.
Selection
Reaper
removed.
Will fill in the rest for me. And I think the shape for this point will already be set to square with auto-tune access, but let's just press Shift-Tab a few times to check that.
Bez shape, combo box square collapsed.
Yeah, square. These are abrupt changes. So if your tuning plugin doesn't automatically set the shape to square for you, come here and do that.
Unsaved project.
Enter to save that envelope point. And now if we play, it's dealing better with the word pray. Now, we can either change that back to minor straight after, or we can just let it play and find out if there's an easier point to change it, where there's a bit of a gap before something bad happens.
Pray for night to come.
Woof, it doesn't like that climb down. So it definitely needs to be changed back to minor at some point before it reaches that. She says pray for night, right? There's that sound on the beginning of four. Auto-tune won't be processing that because it's not a note. So let's just drop our next envelope point during that sound.
Pray for night.
Oh, just got the end of the word. Scrub forward. There it is.
For night.
That's fine. Alt-Shift-E again, or Option-Shift-E on Mac to drop another envelope point.
Set envelope point value dialog.
But we want to go back to minor, which was 0.5. So 0.5, enter.
Unsaved project Reaper V6.
And now we can move through these points and see what we've done with Alt-J and Alt-K. That would be Option-J and Option-K on Mac. So we'll see that if we jump to...
Point 1 value, point 0 value, minor square bar 1 B1.
We're minor at the beginning of the project, and then Alt-K.
Point 1 value, major square bar 17
B4. We're changing to major here.
Pray!
And then we're changing to minor.
Point 2 value, minor square bar.
There. So if we play this couple of lines in context, now we've dropped those envelope points, auto-tune should change that setting at the right places transparently, hopefully. Let's find out.
Only the fear is familiar, everything else rearranged, so pray for night to come.
Voila. So you can just make your way through your song, drop envelope points wherever you need that setting to change, or any other settings change. And with a bit of practice, you'll be able to get your tuning plugin to do whatever you like with a single instance across the whole duration of a song. Hope it helps.